He said, "Dad, if I eat this one, will you eat it?" I guess you hated it, huh?
Yep.
How come?
Mm.
No, lovely.
I hate it.
Sorry.
I hate it.
Why did you hate this so much?
I don't know, just
for. Can you eat one more bite and then I'll eat it? One more bite and then I'll eat it. Well, we won't have any more cheese candies today.
Yeah. What's this like?
Here, have a taste. Don't eat that. That's what it's like. You won't like it.
You're right.
All the same. No, this is something different. I know what you're saying. You're not going to like it.
You're this weird dream.
I went to this museum, right? And it's near
a lake.
By a river.
River.
With a bridge there. And the bridge isn't way high, it's just right by the lake.
What is it? King Kong?
No, Godzilla.
Oh.
And he invaded the museum that I was in.
He invaded?
Yeah, and he smashed up everything, and he had like three extra monsters. He had King Kong.
He took them with him, didn't he?
Yeah. He had rhinoceros and a water monster.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and he smashed the wall down. I was shooting arrows at him. I bow and arrow, I was shooting everywhere now. And he pushed me into the water. No, he was about to eat me. He went, and then I pushed my feet up against his mouth. I kicked him. And I'm like, trying to get away from his mouth. And I went flat to his nose, flat to his eye, and he let me go into the water. And then the water monster came and pushed, because the bridge was right by, was right on the water.
Did
so he pushed me into the bridge. I was like, and I had like, I had a rope, I tied it onto my foot and I stuck it up into him.
Was that the end?
No, and King Kong grabbed me and was bouncing me like a rubber ball. And I still had my bow and arrows, and I shot him up two things up his nose, and I had one that clogged up his nose, so he had to go like, and I had, and I, then I sewed his lips up with two arrows, with ropes, and I went, and sewed his lips up, so he couldn't breathe, and went,
and then was that the end? Okay, what was your dream, Mark?
It was a funny dream because it was with these toys, and once you press this lever, a bridge would fall down with a man on it, and then the man would fall down on another man, and and there's this other one. This other lever, you press it, and there's this like thing on the top, and there's a man on it, and it falls down, and well, I didn't like it, but I liked the toys, but Ross said, "Oh, great, why'd you do that?" And
you dumped a real man? Were they toys or?
Toys. And I was thinking in my dream that it was something like He-Man.
Uh-huh. A real bridge? Big
No, a bridge like that. Toy bridge.
That was it?
And it was the same one, like, you know that one that has drips, little, that gray one?
Slime? One. The slime pit?
With little drip things coming off it.
The slime pit?
That, the one that, that's gray and it goes to Snake Mountain. That bridge. Oh, there's, it's,
That was strong.
Railway, like a railway, but there's a car that goes around it.
It goes from one part of the mountain to another part of the mountain.
Yeah.
Anyway, so was that the end of your dream?
Well, not really. We played with it.
Uh-huh. Well, anyway, you were thinking. You want to go watch cartoons now?
Oh, what?
This is Ross.
Oh, you mean the thing that goes to Castle Grayskull?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's made out of stone. It's real short, like about from that clock to those pants in real life. But it'd probably be about that big in the toy. It's made out of stone. And if you press a lever and right in the middle, it would go. And Dumpy Man down, or Skeletor down. Because it goes to Castle Grayskull, it would dump Skeletor down. Or maybe He-Man if he's trying to intrude. Or maybe He-Man, the real one. If he's trying to intrude.
What? Okay, Mark. But you can watch cartoons.
Now go get the kidneys. Another dream, but I forgot it.
Oh, did you forget your other dream?
It was before
that.
It was before the one with toys.
Yeah.
8:45.
Very good,
Mark. Mary was complaining that she hadn't earned enough. She hadn't gotten enough play money. She only got $10, and Ross had a couple million there in play money. And Mark said, "Mom, do you think we should higher the price of the money you got?" That was, we get raise the amount.
I
guess that's pretty much. Mark, what does it mean to higher the price of the money you got? What does that mean?
Raise it.
Raise what?
The money.
So how would it come out? Just, how would it come out, Mark? If you start with 10, what would it end up with?
15.
Okay, may I have a roll, please? You think Mommy earned her money?
Nope. Yeah.
Good. How about Ross? Did he earn his money?
What?
Did Ross earn his money?
Nope. Mine was like a lottery.
Yeah. A lottery. That's right.
1, 2.
He found it. Kitty, bye-bye. He helped me.
What's that?
And he helped me. Can you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Dad, can we have a Valentine's Day party?
What day is it on?
Saturday.
What day?
February 14th, I think.
Might be going to Tunnel Point.
What?
February 14th.
February 7th, I think, was a fun thing.
Good. Because it's a Saturday, it's a perfect day for Valentine's Day.
Well, we might be doing fun thing.
By then.
You didn't come true?
Right.
Yeah.
No, you were happy it didn't come true?
You didn't wish upon a why did I make it in the first place?
That's why you wished it. Which one did you wish upon?
You did wish upon.
You wished the Hollywood and Love You or Nicole?
Holly.
And it didn't come true.
You wish.
I have that
song. Yeah, you wish.
Can I have some honey, please? Thank you.
Well,
Well, I have to know who's going to be invited, that's all.
Does Stephanie have a pointy nose?
What other people would you invite? What's your only people you invite?
Beth.
Mm-hmm.
Beth who?
Beth!
Oh. Well.
Chase.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Chase.
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 Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What would you do?
Have a party.
Joey's not a girl, but he's coming.
What?
Joe.
You don't want to
invite all of them. Joey. Joey Max. He's not a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Cole.
Right. No, no.
Good.
For the award, you said that I could have an award.
Not after that behavior.
Okay, how about Mary?
You got your award. You got big bucks.
Okay, I'll give you $2 back to have the award.
Well, wait, what's the award?
Rough up.
Mother will kill me if I do rough up with you.
All the money that you gave me for rough up.
Let's see a little scar. I can see a little scar on your hair's back. Let's see it. My eyes see a little scar.
Mm. Wait, no. Show him only if he'll do rough up.
Sure.
What?
Sure.
Show him
you
got
stitch out, right?
Show
cut the scab off this morning because
rough
it was
up.
All peeled off.
What do you mean? If he doesn't do rough up, don't show him. Oh, too
late now. Oh, crap.
Don't show him what?
Your head. We need
one. Okay.
Then beat up.
Dad,
mm-hmm.
Too late. If you don't do rough up, can I get another dollar?
I'll do some rough up, but it's only 7 now. I don't have to do it now.
Why do you have to do it before bedtime? Well,
right now it's
it.
Dinner. I just
right,
can't finish
I don't
dinner.
Want to do it after.
That guy really got a whipping, huh?
Yeah.
We don't want that, do we? So it'd be better to get a spanking. So you want me to give you a spanking then?
No.
You sure?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean you don't want either one? Well then, what do you want? What do you want for your punishment?
Which would you like?
What do you do in the meantime?
Which would you like better?
Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Whipping.
Spiking.
Or nothing.
Me? I think
yeah.
I'll go for. What can I have? Yet another thing too? We have to have some kind of punishment, right?
No.
Yeah. How about? How about they yell at you?
Okay.
Which is better, yelling or spanking?
Yelling.
Okay, what about if they put you in timeout?
What?
Timeout.
Well...
You'd rather have yelling or timeout?
Timeout.
What about, grounded?
Timeout.
Is it better than grounded?
Yeah.
Is there anything better than timeout?
Spiking.
Spanking's better than that.
That's fast.
Fast and gets it over with, right?
Yeah.
You don't
and
feel you don't
and
feel
after
familiar.
And after a while, and after like 10 seconds,
yeah.
It doesn't hurt that great, that
right.
Much.
Right, because Daddy doesn't hit too hard, does he?
Well, everyone hits pretty hard with their hands, but...
Now, how many people spank you? Who spanks you?
Mommy.
Does she spank you?
Yeah.
When?
She sometimes spikes me to make me go up to bed.
Okay.
When I was a little baby, I think she spanked me. You spanked me.
Did I spunk you or spank you?
Spank.
You
did. Wait, what should I say? You spank me a lot? Or you spunk me a lot?
I'm asking you. What do you think?
I think you spanked. Me a lot.
Thanks, very good. And how come language is so difficult? How come it's so hard to know what's the right way to say things?
Like spikes.
Yeah.
Sure.
It's hard to Hard to garble your mouth like that? Yeah. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Betty has pretty much trouble saying spike.
He hasn't learned that yet. He hasn't learned that pronunciation?
Yeah, so it's pretty, very hard for babies.
Do you know a lot of pronunciations of different words?
But some babies know how to pronounce words.
Like what? What do they say?
Like...
What do those little babies know?
They... Like, I don't know, I forget. Like they just say a word.
They just say a word and that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So how does that work out?
Well...
Pretty good?
It has to be a smart baby, the baby that says the word.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay. Do you think that babies are that smart?
Well, they could be if they come out smart.
Uh-huh.
Real smart.
What do they have to do to get out, come out that smart? Do they have to do anything special?
No, not really.
Oh, careful.
Okay. Oops. Why'd you do that?
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Because I want to be careful. I don't want to do crazy things like that. Do you like doing crazy things?
Yeah.
But if you do too many crazy things, what'll happen?
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage?
Bon voyage.
What does bon voyage mean?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye baby, right?
Bye-bye mister. Like bon voyage Charlie Brown.
Uh-huh.
You know that thing?
Sure, I know that.
Well, then,
Yeah?
Well, then, bon voyage Charlie Brown.
Yeah?
Is, the person who's saying that means bye-bye, mister, and don't come back.
Does that mean you're finished?
Yeah.
Why are you finished?
If bon voyage sounds really mean.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Would you ever be mean to a person like that?
No.
Why would you?
Do you think that, do you?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know.
Can I sing something?
Sure, but don't talk too close.
Okay.
I was born in the USA. I was born in the dead man's grave.
Is that really true? Is that how it goes?
Some part of it, which is the starting and the ending. I don't really know if it's what you sing and sing.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just something different that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
So there's two parts that I don't know.
Uh-huh.
All I know is I was born in the USA.
Uh-huh.
I was born in the dead man's grave.
Wow.
But that's not much of a song, but it's pretty easy and pretty cool.
Right. Pretty.
Yep. Ouch. Dad.
Yeah.
Okay. Can
Do you want to be bored in the USA?
Well, I mean, I'm bored.
What are you bored by?
What do you say?
Why are you so bored? Why are you bored?
Well, because I don't have anything to play. How about warm up for us up?
Okay.
Okay. Watch this. Dad, watch. Dad, look at these little buttons and watch what I do. Watch what I do. Dad, look at these little buttons.
I'm listening.
Look. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Dad, I want to do something.
Yeah.
When you're talking.
No, not that loud, because it's really going to make it hard for the person.
When you're talking to.
Don't ever make it that loud.
Okay.
Yeah.
When you're talking like raw
mm-hmm.
and real long.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the thing. The red lights stay pretty long on it.
Yeah, that's right.
Like, all these ones, five buttons would stay still if you're talking loud, and
don't do that stuff.
If you're talking loud and you're talking long.
Right. I got the idea.
What does this B-type thing mean?
B-type?
Yeah. What?
That's the different types of tape that you can run in there. You take kind of tape recorder like that.
Right. The number is, I think it's 300, no, wait, yeah, 272, 273,
I want to check on one more thing now. You're finished with this, right?
Right.
Okay. You got all your homework done, right?
Right.
Okay, what reading are you going to do tonight? Your reading, your special reading. What? Gru? Gru? That's your intellectual reading? Gru? The man with zero brain?
Yeah.
You want to read him for your extra reading?
Yeah.
You do?
It's pretty hard.
Yeah, because a man with zero brain.
Yeah, just because someone reads it doesn't mean
the boy that reads it has zero brain.
Right.
You could have zero brain though. Maybe you do. Maybe you'd have zero brain too.
Oh, come on.
Maybe you have zero brain too. A boy with zero brain. Come here, boy with zero brain. Come here, boy with zero brain.
There you are.
The boy without an ounce of brain.
Gru, the wonderer.
The wonderer, the wonderer. Oh, this is where he makes that village go yucky?
Yeah.
I think that's part of what he did.
It's in the churchyard early, I think.
Doing his search.
Can you imagine that you do a favor for people
and they call you names like that. Listen, group, as I tell you a tale fraught with woe about the time where settled down.
Boys are coming down to talk Mommy out of some candy. I've told them to come down and be really sweet to her and see how we'll see how good they are at doing this.
Ooh, Mr. Cool. Oh my goodness, there's two of them. What is this? Hmm? Can I get a hug? What happened to your hand?
Mmm. Thank you, Mommy.
Charlie Brown have a sister?
Yeah, she has a sister and brother.
What's his little sister's name?
His big sister is Sally, I think. No, wait. I don't think it's Sally's brother.
Jump.
I don't know.
Stop talking so much and jump.
Okay.
But if you were the only kid in the family, you would be okay?
What?
Would you be the only kid, if you were the only little boy in the family, would you still be okay?
Yeah, I guess.
No big brother and you'd just have to play by yourself all the time?
Yeah.
Would you ever have any friends?
Yeah.
Who would you have as friends?
The same people I have as friends right now.
You wouldn't have Joey. Because you would have never met him.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's true. Go. Otherwise, you'd be about the same, right? You'd still have Eric.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Todd and Aaron.
Eric and Eric.
Right.
Because there's this other kid called Eric that I'm friends with.
At school?
Yeah. And he's in the same grade.
Who's your best friend at school now? Absolute best friend. Who's your absolute best friend at school?
I always think I'm Jared.
Jared?
Yeah.
How about Ricky? Is he not friends anymore?
Yeah.
You like Ricky too? What do you do with your friends? Mm-hmm. Do you ever play with them?
Yeah, I play
What kinds of games?
Most of the times I...
Kickball?
My work.
You do your work at school?
Most of the times.
Are you a hard worker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Is Mrs. Forno in love with you?
No.
No. Does she think you're a good boy, though?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what she told me?
What?
She thinks you're a genius. You know that? It's true, she did.
And Mrs. Raleigh told me that I write good.
Uh-huh, you write well, huh? You mean like composing?
Like, what do you mean composing?
Like stories and things?
No, I mean I write good.
Handwriting?
Neatly.
Neatly, okay, go.
That's pretty weird.
Well, you're better than Ross, that's for sure.
But that's pretty weird.
How about music? How do you do in music?
If I wrote slow, then I'd be very neatly.
If you wrote slowly, you'd write very neatly?
Yeah, very, very. Uh-huh. Pretty neatly.
Why? Oh,
because when I write fast, it's pretty neat.
Oh, I see. Okay, pop it. Good boy. Okay, now let me ask you one more question.
Okay.
You got any girlfriends yet?
Yeah.
Who are they?
I'm not sure about it.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's too young. You're too young to have a girlfriend.
But I'm pretty sure that they like me.
Well, they didn't ask you to marry them, did they?
Mm-mm.
It's too early. You're too young.
But
who do you think is cute?
Aaron.
Aaron's kind of cute?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what does she look like?
No, the cutest one is Melissa.
Melissa?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And who's the one you like the best?
Aaron.
Uh-huh. And she like you?
Yeah.
You're friends, but you don't go out on dates or anything like that.
Right.
Okay, go jumping. Come on. Do your jump. Okay, now it's going to get higher. Can you handle it? Can you handle it by getting higher? No, it's going higher.
Well, go
higher, 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 higher until you crash. And you're higher and higher than you can.
Getting pretty high.
I know. Can you handle it?
I don't know.
You'll try that, won't you? Oh, you're doing very well. If you fall, just remember to use your hands to protect yourself. You fall. When you fall, just use your hands to fall on your hands. Good, Mark. You're good. Oh. Great boy. You're doing well. It's good. Always getting higher, too. Good. You think you'll be able to make it all the way up? Oh, good. That's it. That's enough, huh? One more? A little higher?
Just keep on.
Oh, he did. I knew that was it. I knew that was it. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Well, yeah. To think what we're going to do next.
We're going to lift her up. You know something, honey? I want to tell you something. It was a real secret between you and me, okay?
What?
You know, I didn't wake up until 10:30 this morning.
10:30? What is 10:30?
You know what time you woke up?
No.
7:30?
I think.
And you went to school at 8:30?
I think.
You know what time Daddy woke up?
What?
10:30. You know why?
Why?
I was sick. So I want to take it a little easy tonight, okay? Just come over here and give me a last kiss, and then I'm going to go back up and take a nap.
Okay.
And tell me you love me forever.
I love forever.
And you know, I want to tell you something. This is for real, too. Okay?
What?
You're my favorite little darling. I mean that. And you know that I'm very proud of you. Do you know I'm
no.
very, you know why I'm proud of you? Because you're so good. You're good to your mama. You're good to your dad. You're good to your brother. You're good to your cat. And you're good to your teacher. And all your friends love you. And I'm very proud of you because you're doing a very good job of being a 7-year-old.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. That's true. I mean every word of it, okay? Something I want you to guess that I'm almost always of. I don't know what you're almost always of. Wait a second, that's Mama.
Bored.
Bored?
Yeah.
You're almost always of bored? Of bored? Or you're almost?
I'm almost always bored.
Uh-huh. Just a minute. Hello? Yes. Oh, yeah. Hold up. I wanted to ask if you guys are interested in going to my camp this summer.
Which one?
Camp Chewonki.
Chewonki.
It's up in Maine. Would you like to go to Maine for the
a
summer?
A new state?
Uh-huh. too young to go away all by yourself, do you think?
Could Joey come?
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah!
You go all by yourself away for a month.
Yeah. Me and Joey, yeah. And Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love it. We love it.
We're not going to let you go yet until you get older.
Oh!
I know you want to go off by yourselves and have lots of fun, because then you wouldn't have parents around to watch you things.
I'll give you 5 dollars.
Not until Mark gets older. You're
how
old
much
enough.
Is it?
Well, it's not the money, it's just that Mark's too young. We won't let him go.
Then let Jimmy and I go.
No, I'm not letting anybody go until Mark gets older. I won't let you go without Mark.
Anything happened to him.
To your darling little brother?
I swear to God.
You swear to God?
I give you my word.
Your word of honor. Well, hopefully. It would be a lot more exciting than Chatham, I'll tell you that. I think one more year of Chatham before we send you off. You could go to Conaquee. For a week. We can tell you to Conaquee for 1 week, maybe. Would you like to do that?
Okay. Oh. Dad?
Oh. Yes, Mom. Yes? You've had enough?
Yes.
You ready to go to bed?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up all the way?
Dad.
You have how many cookies?
Two.
Two? I think that's enough.
Dad, how many? Band-aid for this?
In the morning. When you go to school.
No,
I'm not. No, we want it to air out during the night.
And Dad, how many are we allowed?
Band-aids?
No.
Cookies? How many have you had? How many? Okay, you can each have a little tutor. One tutor for you. That's good, I have cookies. You have to have a little more milk. A little more milk, Mark.
Suck it up. Suck. You drink your milk with it.
No, gross. Real gross. No, that's too gross. Too gross for words. Don't even do it.
I did. But it worked.
You know, living with you guys is really an experience, let me tell you.
Isn't it,
though? Yeah, it is. Really is. Makes me kind of wonder what it's going to be like when you guys grow up and act like adult, civilized human beings.
Forget it.
I know, I realized that. Should have realized that a long time ago when we decided to have kids, that we weren't going to have a very normal life for a while. But,
what?
It's a little wet, isn't it? Idiot. Got no. Yeah, I say you're welcome, don't I? And I sometimes, I admit, sometimes I fail to say please. Now, let me tell you when it is that I don't say please. When I'm giving orders. Orders are statements from parents to children. I don't say, Mark, would you please come in here and eat dinner? I say, Mark, get in here and eat dinner right now. Okay, now, the reason I'm saying that is for a very clear, there's a particular reason why I do that. Because I've already said it once, Mark, will you please come to dinner? The second time, I don't repeat the please.
It's, and unfortunately, it is the case in this family, and a lot of families, that parents often have to repeat what they want.
I'm not sure why.
It should be enough to say it once. No, you may not yet. We're finishing. We're still discussing the topic. Now, do you think that it's true that Daddy's not very good about saying thank you?
Uh-huh.
How often do you little boys do things for Father?
Like when you're in the room.
Is that something that I'm supposed to say thank you for? That's a duty, a responsibility. You don't bring me cups of tea. If you bring me cups of tea, then I say thank you.
I clean up my own this and I clean up my
Yeah, we clean up these.
Do I ask you, when I clean up my plates,
Marky,
when I clean up my plate, do you say thank you, Daddy, for cleaning up your plate?
Yeah, it wouldn't hurt.
It wouldn't be bad. If you, thank you for picking up your dishes, I could say that. But it is not a specific favor that you have done for me. It is part of your duty. And it is true that when people do their duty, very few people say thank you. Usually thank you is said when somebody does something extra for you.
Well,
parents spend a lot of time doing extra things for children.
I wouldn't mind.
I sometimes take
mom's dishes.
Mm-hmm.
You actually take her dishes for her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, then she should say thank you.
So do we.
Oh, no, I mean if you take your own.
I say thank you anyway.
Well, that is true, because you're helping Mother in cutting down her load.
Well, I thank them for thinking
don't
about
me. Sit down straight and don't interrupt.
Because, not everybody thinks of other people. And I appreciate all they do.
Excuse me, Mom. Ross wanted to ask something. Do you mind if we let him say what it was he wanted?
Can I make another sandwich?
Oh, you certainly may. You may make another sandwich. No. The difference between can and may is not a critical difference. A lot of people say can, a lot of people say may. We don't care which one you say. Go ahead. You may make another sandwich. Can is a certain politeness.
Can I please?
Juice?
Can I please?
What?
Excuse.
Yes, you may be excused.
Yeah.
We count the dishes and we said thank you, and he said you're welcome. You actually want to record this, right? Okay, now is it all done? Now do you feel you're going to need some extra kind of cookies or something? Extra? Would you mind taking that into the garbage store? Thank you. First. You seem to have gone to some lights to peel. Okay, you could, now this could go, oh wait, Ross is still working. You could put this in there on your plate. This is very impressive.
Yeah. Fish.
Yeah.
Oh honey, would you mind taking this off on the plate?
Should I put it in a little envelope or something?
Okay, thank you, yes.
What do you think of that jam? That's the black cherry? Not as good as the red cherry, huh?
You know.
Because red cherries have pieces of cherry.
This goes too bit softer. Okay. Little cherries. It's not quite as soft.
I like
Set it up then.
Oh,
why do you want to set it up now then? He'll have a bloody nose or something, and we don't want him to go home with a bloody nose.
right?
Oh, you can hold me.
Sure.
Oh, it's just
sure, they go rough and rough up. We don't fool around in this house, do we, Mark?
What?
I'm going to call you Speedy and the other guy, Mark. Do it, Speedy. We don't fool around, do we, Speedy?
Right.
Okay, you want me to help Mark get this set up, Speedy?
Sure.
Okay, let's get it all set up. Okay, who's going to play?
Him.
Speedy or Mark?
Ross, I mean Mark.
Mark, not Speedy. But that's clean sweep. We're not doing clean sweep, we're doing karate cut.
I'm doing clean sweep. Not, what's his name? Not, you know. Whoa.
You want to do grammar gremlins instead?
Okay, he's going for it. Dad, will you try? Dad, you have to keep this on.
Which one?
That thing on. That tape, the tape thing.
No, I can turn it off.
No, you don't have to.
I'll put it over here and turn it off. I'm going to put it over here and turn it off.
Okay.